My name is Tennille, and I'm from Hampton Roads, Virginia.
My name is Nicole, and I live in Savannah, Georgia.
Hi, my name is Elena. I am from Chicago, Illinois.
So, in the spirit of today's episode, we wanted to take some time to hear from you, dear listeners.
Hi, my name is Hannah Tran.
This is Elizabeth Wood.
My name is Atulia, and I'm...
Because we have all had to rethink how we pace ourselves over the past year.
Every school week seems to be incredibly long. Like maybe a century.
I used to think a 60-second plank was the longest, most miserable thing in the world.
No way to measure the progress of my day, nothing to accomplish, no finish line.
I would sit at my desk in class and ask myself, how is it only 11 a.m.? But now I'm always asking myself, how is it already 11 a.m.?
I wake up, see the same people, do mostly the same things, go to bed, repeat. I feel like I'm trapped in the movie Groundhog Day.
When I talk to my students about my experience this year, I tell them that I could use an extra 4 hours just to get things done. And this school year has been incredibly draining, incredibly exhausting, incredibly just everything. And as much as I do love my students and I do love teaching, there's never enough time to be the teacher that I'd like to be. And it's worn me out. If I could, I think I'd retire this June. Time has become almost an enemy.
I don't know who I am or where I have to be without my job or without a schedule that delineates my day. I sometimes look at the clock and I catch myself feeling totally shaken and sick when I realize it's only 11 and I've checked every box off my list.
The difference with time now is that it's more painful. Some days I wonder if these 15 minutes of FaceTime are the last I'll get with my father, who barely survived COVID and had his heart and lungs ravaged. Or if a 6-hour flight home could lead to a lifetime of regret. The worst is the future. If it'll come, and who will be around to see it.
I lost my full-time job shortly after the start of the pandemic. And while it's definitely put an additional financial and even a sort of existential burden on me, I've also been finding more joy in the free time I do have, even though there's this additional stress involved with having more free time in the first place. But even when the opportunity for full-time work comes again, I'm finding myself more and more committed to the idea of preserving my time for self-care and for exploring my hobbies and passions. So if anything, this past year has put into perspective how fleeting, fragile, and meaningful our time truly is. And I know that for myself moving forward, I want to do all I can to honor that time as much as possible.
I miss, you know, being able to do musical theater, heading to the cafeteria for lunch, to talk with a group of friends. And surprisingly, I actually even miss simply walking to class. I take the little things for granted, and I appreciate the little things so much more now, which has impacted my productivity very positively.
I finished recording this audio, so gonna go check that box off my list. Thanks.
Thank you so much for your messages, and as always, thank you for listening to our show this week on It Takes Time. To learn more about the people who were on today's show, go to ted.npr.org. To see hundreds more TED Talks, check out TED.com or the TED app. Our TED Radio production staff at NPR includes Jeff Rogers, Sanaz Meshkinpour, Rachel Faulkner, Deba Motisham, James Delahousie, J.C. Howard, Katie Monteleone, Maria Paz Gutierrez, Christina Kala, Matthew Cloutier, and Farah Safari, with help from Daniel Shukin. Our intern is Janet Wuzhong Li. Our theme music was written by Ramtin Arablouei. Our partners at TED are Chris Anderson, Colin Helms, Anna Phelan, and Michelle Quint. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and you've been listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.